Namaste, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Bharat Vartha. Today, we are going to talk about a very interesting book. It's called the Vijay Patra. Vijay Patra is a translation into English and Hindi of a very famous letter which Sri Guru Gobind Singh had written to Aurangzeb. And the translation has been done by Wing Commander Vijay Chaturji. Vijay Chaturji was in army for 20 years before he retired, before he took retirement. And one of the things, amongst the many things that he does, is this project of translating the Zafarnama, which he names as the Vijay Patra, from Persian and English to English and Hindi. Now, what is the interesting part about this book? The interesting part is that the book is written in a verse format, in a chanda format, because the original letter is also in a chanda format, in a poetic format written in Persian. Vijayji has not translated the meaning. He's actually retained the chandas. He's retained the poetic flavor of the verses as well. Now, why did he choose to write, or why did he choose to translate Zafarnama? What is the history behind Zafarnama? And what is the significance today for all of us to know Zafarnama? We'll speak to him shortly. So, Vijayji, bahut bahut swagat hai aapka on this episode of Bharat Vartha.
Namaste, namaste, Amitji.
Vijayji, sabse pehle, my question to you is, how come you embarked on this journey of translating a text which is of importance to Sikhs, and that too from Persian, you translated it to English and Hindi? What was the motivation behind this after being in service for so long? This doesn't seem to be connected to your past life at all.
Very true, Amitji. I have got a foreword. This was sung by Dr. Sartaj Singh, which is in Persian original. And when I received that foreword, obviously I couldn't make out what it is. But somebody had said that this is the letter from Guru Gobind Singh to Aurangzeb. And so I was very keen to know what it is.
It was a WhatsApp forward, you mean? You got a message on WhatsApp?
Very true, from my group, my Air Force group. So when I asked around, iska translation milega kya? They said, iska translation koi available nahi. And nobody could explain me what it is. So at a spur of moment, I just said, ki, agar iska translation nahi hai, to I will do it. Because I was very keen on history, and basically that part of history which is unknown to people, so-called well-read people. And that is how I started.
Then the next question obviously is, what is Zafarnama? If you could, I mean, we know it's a letter written by Guru Gobind Singh to Aurangzeb. What is the context of this letter?
Yes. Now the context, let us start a little earlier. Since the Kashmir files is in quite public debate now, the earlier version of Kashmir files could have been in 1675. I will start with that episode, so it will set the background. So in 1675, that means Aurangzeb was the Mughal king, Mughal Bacha. This was the period when Mughal power was at its peak. They were ruling almost entire India. Iftikhar Khan was Nawab of Kashmir, and he had given ultimatum to Kashmiri Pandits to convert to Islam or else. That time, Guru Tegh Bahadur, that is ninth Guru of Sikhs, and father of Guru Gobind Singh, had made a center for Sikhs at Anandpur. So these Kashmiri Pandits came to Guru Tegh Bahadur and told him their plight. Now this is the time when Tegh Bahadur realized this, some great person has to sacrifice himself to save Kashmiri Pandits. And you look at the greatness of Indian history or Indian culture, he selected that great person to be himself. So he sent message through them that if Guru Tegh Bahadur accepts Islam, they will also accept Islam. They will also get converted. With this message having sent, he started his journey towards Delhi without waiting for any summons from Delhi. Once he reached Delhi, naturally, he was put to a lot of torture. Basically, he was asked that if you do some miracle or convert to Islam. In that condition, again, obviously, he very fearlessly but calmly refused to get converted or show miracle. Mughal being Mughals, they tortured his colleague. Tortured, they killed them very cruelly. First person was shot live. Jinda usko kata gaya. Second person was put in boiling oil, alive in boiling oil and boiled alive. Third person was burnt alive. Now seeing all this, also Guru Tegh Bahadur refused to be converted. Finally, he was beheaded in Chandni Chowk. That is where the Gurudwara Shish Gan stands today.
And no, the name Sheesh Ganj is because of Guru Tegh Bahadur.
Yeah, he was beheaded there. Now, after that, there was commotion in Delhi, and his beheaded head was picked up by one of his chelas and brought to Anandpur to his son. Now, his son, Govind Rai, was just 9 years old that time. Now, you imagine a 9-year-old boy holding his father's head, which was cut maybe a day or two early. That is the beginning of Guru Gobind. Now, once we know this history, we understand Guru Gobind Singh better. Next year, he was made Guru. But this young boy realized that Mughals will not stop now. So, he started training himself and his followers in various military training. And when they all were ready, in 1699, he formed what is Khalsa Panth. Now, the peculiarity of Khalsa Panth, which many in India may not be aware, but this is a caste-less society, caste-less brotherhood. Anandpur is surrounded by various Pahadi kings, Pahadi Raja, hill kings. Obviously, they were followers of castes. Now, they have a military power growing next to their borders, and which doesn't follow the system which they follow. Mughals obviously were against all this. They didn't want any other power to rise. So, there used to be a lot of fights with hill rajas or with Mughals, or with their combined forces. But most of these fights were won by Guru Gobind. Now, during this time, Aurangzeb came to Deccan, if we all know, to take care of Marathas. So, these hill kings wrote to Aurangzeb that now you must take immediate step to control Guru Gobind. So, he appointed two of his sardars, Painda Khan and Nazif Khan, to take control, and along with hill rajas, they surrounded Anandgarh. In fact, before that, in the first battle itself, Painda Khan was killed. But anyway, still they regrouped, and in May 1705, they put a siege to Anandgarh. Going briefly in this, so in Anandgarh, that means they cut off all the ration supplies to Anandgarh. The water stream which was coming from uphill was also diverted. So Anandgarh fort as such is totally cut off now. But in this situation, they fought for 6 months. Now, with this 6 months long siege, Mughals were also fed up. So, again, Mughals being Mughals, they played their trick. They said, if you vacate the fort along with your troops, we'll give you free passage. They supported this by signing on Quran. Obviously, now, Guru Tegh Bahadur is a saint warrior. Being a saint, he believed in them. And he decided to vacate Anandgarh on night of 5th December 1705. Once they were out in open and on the bank of Sirsa River, which was overflowing, month of December, overflowing Sirsa River, Mughal attacked them. Now, Guru Gobind Singh, along with few of his men and two elder sons, they were able to cross the river. His family got separated. Many got killed on the other side of the bank. His two younger sons and Guru Gobind Singh's mother, they were caught by Nawab of Sarain. See, the complete Mughal principle was to convert Dar-ul-Harb, that means land of Kafirs, Kafiro ka desh, that is Bharat, to Dar-ul-Islam, that is Islamo ka desh, Islamiyo ka desh. So he again asked these two young boys, their ages were 9 and 6 years, to convert to Islam. They being sons of Guru Gobind Singh, they refused. And phir unko diwar mein jinda chunwa diya gaya. Can you imagine that? Seeing this, grandmother naturally died of shock. Now, Guru Gobind Singh, two of his elder sons and 40 of his troops, they reached a village called Chamkor. Chamkor mein gadi thi. Gadi is a small fort. There, they parked themselves. But sooner than they parked themselves, Mughal Fauj reached there. Now, Guru Gobind Singh, his 40 people, they are all tired because they are fighting all through. They are not fed because there was no provision as such. Whereas the Mughal Fauj which arrived is well fed, well rested, well armed. Now, these 40 people took on this Mughal Fauj. And this is a very battle of Chamkor is very famous in military, obviously. So anyway, we'll cut this short. Guru Gobind Singh's both elder sons, Ajit Singh and Juza Singh, their ages were 18 and 14. Dono wahan par shaheed huye in this battle of Chamkor. That means Guru Gobind Singh lost all his four sons. So when finally 5-6 were left, they prevailed upon Guru Gobind Singh and he escaped to Dina. And it is this at Dina, Guru Gobind Singh wrote Jafarna. Now, it is said that before this, he had received a message from from Aurangzeb to come over for a peace talk. But there is no historical evidence for all this. Now, this Zafarnama his letter of his treachery, his falsehood, and the way forward for peace. This is Zafarnama. Zafarnama ka artha bhi vijay hai. Vijay patra. Zafarnama. Vijay patra.
Vijay, before I ask you to delve a little bit into what the contents of Zafarnama are, I have a question. Guru Tegh Bahadur ji ko bhi jo unka katl hua with the torture that was done by Aurangzeb, right? In spite of that, Guru Gobind Singh trusted him. How was that? Like, what was it that he believed that Aurangzeb will not go back on his words? It's not as if the Mughals were known to be true, right?
Yeah, this is very surprising, but that is the pious mind of Guru Gobind Singh. He is not only a warrior or a Rajkarta nahi hai. Jaise maine bola, he is a saint.
Hmm.
So if he doesn't believe in goodness of human being, who else will believe? And that is how in Zafarnama, you will see there are many couplets which highlight this.
Can you tell us more about that? What exactly does Zafarnama?
Yeah.
What is it that Guruji has communicated to Aurangzeb?
See, basically Zafarnama, it's very surprising in the circumstances in which this Zafarnama is written. As I said, and I will just enlist them. His entire troops are lost. His family is lost. The death is looming large over his head. And that is the time he composed it. This he composed sitting in the house of his Persian teacher. Pir Muhammad was his Persian teacher. Now, in this, if we see the composition overall, isme basically shuru mein 12 jo dohe hai, wo Ishwar Stuti ke. And overall, I mean, total there are 111 stanzas. Out of these 30 stanzas, 30 are devoted to praise of God. That is the quality of the writing, the saint. When I said, when you asked this question, 26 of them are to fighting. Actually, fight kaise hua?
Actually, Vijay ji, if I could interrupt, aapne kaha ki shuruaat mein Ishwar Stuti hai, hai na? Toh, I would actually like to read a couple of verses, jo aapne Hindi mein likhi hai. So, the first shloka, the first verse of Vijay Patra, which is translated, Hindi translator of Zafarnama, it says, Purnatam alaukik nitya ananta, Karunashil Mukta Hasta Mukti Data. And if I translate it into English, or rather, Vijayji himself has translated that into English, it says, the Lord is perfection personified. He is eternal, manifests himself through his miracles. He is generous in granting his bounties. He is merciful and delivers us from this world. So this is the first verse which Guru Gobind Singh Ji has written in Zafarnama, which is addressed to Aurangzeb. And aise aap keh rahe Vijayji, there are 12 such
12 stanzas. Yeah, first 12 stanzas, you see nothing but Ishwar Stuti.
Right.
Now in this, since you are on this, if you see now, the obvious question will be, why from Persian to Hindi when it has not been done for last 300 plus years? Aaj bhi Sikho ki is Zafarnama pe kafi shraddha hai. वो इसको गाते हैं, बट है अभी भी पर्शियन में, which even Sikhs themselves do not know that language. Now it is a foreign language for us. So this first, if we read it in Persian, it is Kamali Karamat Kayam Karim Raja Baksho Rajik Riha Kun Rahim. Now if I read this, I do not understand anything, and most of us we do not understand. So that question mark will remain ki Guru Gobind Singh ne likha to kya likha hai. Whereas what Amiji read, once we read that, we understand.
And if you think of it, right, all our texts begin with Ishwar Stuti. Koi bhi shastra hum dekhe, hamesha koi na koi invocation Bhagwan ke naam se shuru hota hai. And Guruji has actually followed the same isme bhi.
Yeah. And again, this is beyond religion. Isme kisi religion ka nahi hai. This is Ishwar, pure Ishwar. Unki stuti hai, all through. Neither Sikhism, nor Hinduism, nothing. It is the God. Yeah, fighting pe 26 stanzas hai. Then though he is now defeated for that moment, in his Zafarnama, he warns Aurangzeb of his ways, the way he is treating his rayat, his janta. Jis tarah se unpe zulm dhara hai, and his wrong way of doing fighting, he's warning Aurangzeb about its consequences. He is very, in very, very clear terms, he brings out his falsehood. In 11 stanzas, he brings all his falsehood. His sardar, unke mantri, senapati, sab ka ye karta hai. Then as I said, I mentioned about invites of Aurangzeb. So he dwells on those that invite in 11 stanzas. That means both are 11 and 11. So here is what it was this may be an answer to your question. Now, Guru Gobind Singh is in really dilemma. Mistrust of Aurangzeb and his invite. So, should I believe in his invite or should I believe in his mistrust? Now, because dono ko 11 hai, you see how this has come out so nicely. At the same time, Guru Gobind Singh is aware of what Aurangzeb is. So he praises Aurangzeb in 6 stanzas. He is aware of all his qualities. Then there are miscellaneous or 3 stanzas. And personal, where he mentions the killing of his 4 sons, is there is only 1 stanza. अपना कभी रोया नहीं उन्होंने. He, मेरा बच्चे मर गए, ये हुआ वो हुआ कुछ नहीं. एक stanza I said, that too, in that also, he is not worried. He says कि ठीक है तुमने मार दिए 4 बच्चे, फिर भी खालसा नामक मेरा पुत्र अभी जिंदा है. So that also it is not a rona as such. It is a warning to Aurangzeb. So this is how the Zafarnama is in total.
We see that बहुत सारे श्लोकों में, जैसे आपने कहा बहुत सारे verses में, Guruji has actually said कि अरे you broke your promise which you wrote on the Quran, right? And he insists on that 2-3 times. जितना मैंने पढ़ा उसमें भी उन्होंने बहुत बार ही कहा है कि तुमने कुरान को साक्षी मानकर जो promise करा था वो तुमने तोड़ दिया. Do you think it could have had any impact on Aurangzeb? He was known to do that, right? So what could have been the purpose of, you know,
very true. Iska mere ko, in fact, parallel is same. Sri Krishna ne Gita Arjun ko sunai, Duryodhan ko nahi. Yahan par Zafarnama Aurangzeb ko likha gaya. So whether it would have been, whether same response what Duryodhan had given to Sri Krishna when he tried to tell him, Janami dharmam nachame pravrutti, Janami adharmam nachame nivrutti. Maybe Aurangzeb would have, but it is said that when Aurangzeb received, it is said again there are no historical proofs, but this letter was received by Aurangzeb in Ahmednagar. And when he read this letter, he was very impressed and moved. And uske baad wo bimari raha, and then that was the death, his death finally. Before that, it is said after, once he read this and he was moved, he wrote a letter to his wazir in the north telling that now stop troubling Guru Gobind Singh and make arrangement that he comes to Deccan to meet me. Again, but there are no historical proofs for this. But all they said after that, after last war with Mughals, where he defeated Mughals, Guru Gobind Singh started his journey towards Deccan to meet Aurangzeb.
Oh, that's why then eventually it's in Nanded that he was in Maharashtra at that time, Maharashtra region.
But when he was in Rajputana, he was moving towards south. And when he was in Rajputana, that is the time he came to know that Aurangzeb is no more.
Okay.
But still, he continued his journey.
Okay.
And at Nanded, again, it is the Nawab of Sarhind who had sent those assassins.
Right.
And then he was finally killed in Nanded.
Vijayji, you mentioned in the beginning while talking about the history, about how Anandpur, how it was seized, how they lay siege on it. And you mentioned about the hill rajas. Who were these hill rajas? Because you don't mention any names.
There are no names available, but all of them were Rajput rajas. Okay. All of them were Rajput.
And because eventually when Sirhind, when we talk about who captured Guru Gobind Singh Ji's sons, they were also Nawab of Sirhind and all these people, right?
So they were all, they were all Mughals. They were not Rajput.
Okay.
See, Sirhind and all that is in plains.
Okay.
Whereas in hills, these all Rajput rajas were in hills.
Okay, and they did not participate in this war. They just got Aurangzeb to come and...
No, they did.
Because there is one very interesting verse in this. And I think it's written even in your forward, it's captured. And it's a very interesting verse. And I couldn't make sense of it because I think it's the 95th verse. Which says, Dusht Pahadi Raje Sada Vijayta Main Wo Murti Pujak Aur Murti Bhanjak Main. This is between 94 and 96. So 95th hai. And
yes.
There is no connection also. So 94 is something else. It talks about Aurangzeb. Then suddenly this verse comes. And then 96 is also not really exactly related. So what was the context of this, if at all? Ki why would Guru Gobind Singh say that he is a Murti Bhanjak? Jabki we know he also worships.
He wasn't. In fact, when I was translating this, this was a very big dilemma for him. Like we all know, he didn't break any idols any time.
Correct, exactly.
So I had translated, in fact, as Murti Virodhak, first version, Virodhak. Then my professor, who was guiding me in this, he said, you have no right to change.
Correct.
You should be truthful to the original. Let people interpret it the way they. This Raje, all these Pahadi Raje, they were with Mughals. They were with Mughals all through. At least till the siege of Anandgarh, they were there. Because as I mentioned earlier, they were scared. एक तो इसने जाति सिस्टम बंद कर दिया गुरु गोविंद सिंह ने, दूसरा ये अपनी एक मिलिट्री पावर बना रहा है. इट इज अलोंग विद देयर बॉर्डर. ये छोटे छोटे राज्य थे हिमालयन किंगडम आदि. सो दे वेर इन फाइट विद गुरु गोविंद सिंह. सो ही सी टिल 94, 1889 to 94 इट इज द प्रेज ऑफ औरंगजेब. आफ्टर दैट गुरु गोविंद सिंह इज वार्निंग हिम कि दिस ये जो पहाड़ी राजे थे जिनका साथ तुमको मिला था इनको मैंने हमेशा हराया है. इन 94 ही इज टेलिंग हिम तुम्हारे पास जमाने का धन है, एवरीथिंग है, स्टिल यू आर अवे फ्रॉम ईमान. धर्म के अभी भी तुम पीछे, धर्म से बहुत दूर हो. देन ही सेज तुम्हारे जो साथी थे ये पहाड़ी राजे इनको मैं हरा दिया. आई डोंट नो वेदर टू प्लीज हिम दिस मूर्ति पूजक एंड मूर्ति भंजक थिंग वेदर ही ब्रॉट इट बिकॉज जस्ट टू प्लीज हिम और अदरवाइज आई डू नॉट नो. बट गुरु गोविंद सिंह ने कभी किसी मूर्ति का विध्वंस नहीं किया.
नहीं भाई, उन्होंने किया भी नहीं है. और इनफैक्ट वो तो मतलब ऐसा भी उन्होंने नहीं कहा है कि वो तो मतलब माता जी माँ को भी पूछते थे, देवी को पूछते थे, है ना.
Yes, yes, very true,
ऐसा
very
भी
true.
नहीं है कि वो उसमें मानते नहीं थे. इसलिए ये बहुत when I read it and it just comes out of nowhere. I'm like, sir, ये क्यों लिखा होगा, या maybe इसका context कुछ है जो शायद हम आज नहीं समझ पा रहे.
In fact, there are certain stanzas here, like I think it is 51 to 58 to 61 or 62. In many versions of Zafarnama, they are just deleted.
अच्छा, okay.
Yeah.
And why is that so? उनका क्या है? उसका
इसमें one is that earlier message to Guru Gobind Singh. और दूसरा है कि उसमें घोड़े का रिफर आता है कि यू गिव मी दैट 1000 रुपए की कीमत वाला घोड़ा, यू विल गेट योर जागीर बैक.
अच्छा, ओके. हाँ,
सो दिस इज अगेन अ कंट्रोवर्सी. अनफॉर्चुनेटली ऑन आवर साइड हिस्ट्री इज नॉट रिटन एनीवेयर, इट इज नॉट डॉक्यूमेंटेड, सो इट इज ऑल गेस वर्क दैट हैज टू
ओके. Could be. Maybe that is where the context of this one might have also been lost.
Correct.
Because it's very uncharacteristic of Guruji to have said something like
yes, that. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Marilia, this was a very big dilemma.
So just continuing on that, this of course, yeah, getting the context, but overall when you venture on this kind of a project, right, where you translate something written, one in history, which also has a religious significance for a lot of people, what were the key things that you had in mind while approaching this project in general? That you said, ki, acha, ek to that, what you had in mind, and second, dikkate kya aayi aapko ye karne mein? What were some of the, you know, dilemmas you faced, like this one, what was something else, if at all?
Yeah. See,
or difficulties? Yeah.
First difficulty was to understand Persian. What is it? Now, Persian, it is written in Arabic script. So, it starts with that script. So, I have to get Persian in Devanagari. Because Persian, if I get in Arabic script, again, it is, I cannot read it.
So I just read up on this. And right now, the Zafarnama has been documented in the Dasam Granth, right? In the Guru.
Exactly. Yeah. I have referred to that.
Guru Mukhi is actually written in Persian. Like Persian ka Guru Mukhi mein sirf ye kara hai, aisa hai.
Ye kiya. Guru Gobind Singh knew Persian. He knew Braj Bhasha. He knew Sanskrit. In fact, इन्होंने लिटरेचर में भी बहुत कुछ काम किया हुआ है. अनफॉर्चुनेटली जब वो सिरसा नदी में सारा जो बह गया उसमें लॉट ऑफ हिज वर्क्स, ही हैड 27 स्कॉलर्स इन हिज दरबार टू वर्क ऑन दिस वेरियस इंडियन स्क्रिप्ट, महाभारत, रामायण एंड एवरीथिंग. एनीवे, दैट वाज फर्स्ट डिफिकल्टी. देन सेकंड डिफिकल्टी इज द पर्शियन टू इंग्लिश. That also got. Now, when somebody translates, especially in English, first is when he is translating, it is his own interpretation. And then English mein, definitely the Atma jo hai, original iska, is lost. So, I have to refer again time and back to the original, what he is trying to convey, whether I understand it or not. But again, at least read those words to make out ki what is written in English. Is it making sense or is there something else that he wants to say?
So were you also learning a little bit of Persian on the way?
Yeah, I mean, I was referring to this Rekta directory, which is online. That has been of some help at times. But again, our IFS officer, Navtej Sarna, he has done English translation. Zafarnama. Yes, I referred to his book also.
Any specific words you want to read out? One or two from the translations you've done? That you really like and you think people should definitely know.
Yeah, one is the philosophy or Indian philosophy as such, I would put it, where we give last preference to Shastra, to Yuddha. Our first preference is peace. This has been brought out very clearly by Guru Gobind Singh in his 22nd stanza. Sare upaya nipat vipad hare. That means when you exhaust all your options to reach to some solution of a problem, after that only, sare upaya nipat vipad hare vidhi sangat ho hath khadgadare. Then only it is vidhi sangat. Then it is only nyay sangat ki hatmetam shastra. Very, very interesting philosophy. Mm. One is how dharma mein jo shraddha hai, how we relate it to our work also. Mm. काम यह ईमान मजहब तो है, काम यह ईमान मजहब तो है, जिंदगी से फर्ज अदाई उचित तो है. इट इज जस्ट अ लाइफ प्रिंसिपल, एब्सोल्युटली. या देन वन मोर आई विल जस्ट से, वी आर ऑलवेज वरीड अबाउट दिस काल चक्र एंड दैट हैज बीन ब्रॉट आउट एंड दिस इज अ वार्निंग टू औरंगजेब. नहीं भरोसे मंद है चक्र काल का. यू आर इन पावर टूडे. Don't trust this chakra. नहीं भरोसे मंद है चक्र काल का, आघात घातक सभी पर उसका. And that is what our Indian philosophy teaches us. That this is a cycle, it will go on. Just, I mean, what we are taught is just don't worry.
Correct.
ये भी निकल जाएगा. This will also pass.
जैसे जैसे बुरा टाइम निकलता है वैसे अच्छा भी निकलेगा. अच्छा भी निकलेगा. आप नीचे से आओगे. सही है. So Vijay जी, what would be the last message you'd leave our audience with, who would be hopefully reading your book and regarding Guru Gobind Singh ji or the book or the philosophy, your last messages to our audience?
I will like to go just beyond this book. You know, I tried to compare two great literature of Indian continent as such. One is Zafarnama and the other is far older one, which is Bhagavad Gita. Both were originated in battle scenario.
Hmm.
Battle scenario of a long drawn war against injustice. Dono ki jo karma janma bhumi hai, ek hai Kurukshetra, dusra hai Dina. They are just 200 kilometers away from me. In this very India, in this very Bharat, where length and breadth is thousands of kilometers. These are just separated by 200. Abhi dono ek sangharsh ki sthiti mein upji. And if we see, manav jivan bhi sangharsh purna hai. Isiliye dono manav ke liye margadarshi. One is written by Bhagwan Shri Krishna, who is avatar of Vishnu. This is written by Guru Gobind Singh, who is representative of God. See, Guru Gobind Singh never wanted to call himself God. In fact, he curses people who call him God. Abhi Gita mein Bhagwan Shri Krishna kehte hain, paritranaya sadhu naam, vinashaya cha dushkritan, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And Guru Gobind Singh, though not directly in Zafarnama, but in his biography, that is Vichitra Nagpak, he says, Yahi kaj dharaham janamam, yahi kaj dharaham janamam, samaj lehu sadhu sab manamam. Dharma chalavana santa ubarana, dharma chalavana santa ubarana, dusat saban ko mool upar. Same philosophy, thousands of years apart, two great people. Now, if you see Sri Krishna in Kurukshetra, he is without his finery, his sena, his troops are not with him, he is not supposed to wield his weapon. Aur isme jo stanza number 4 lo, to Persian mein hai, na sajo, na bajo, na faujo, na farash. Aur Hindi version is, na saj baj, na sena, na shastradhari. Isn't it describing Sri Krishna himself? Then Gita ka a very important word is sthita pragya. Sthita pragya is equilibrium of wisdom in all circumstances. Now look at Guru Gobind Singh when he wrote this Zafarnama. As I mentioned earlier, his family is wiped out, his troops are wiped out, the death is looming large. I mean, life is in shatter, everything is happening. And in that situation, he calmly sits down and composes Zafarnama. Isn't he super sthita pragya of Sri Krishna? So I think
absolutely how beautifully put, Vijay ji. It's like hamare panth bhale hi alag alag ho, the sanatani dharma ki jo ka jo sutra hai wo hum sab panthon ko bandhe hue hai is dharti par, Bharat ki dharti par.
Very right. This is Bharat, this is my country. So why shouldn't I know about Sikh history or Sikh philosophy? Then only it makes sense.
Absolutely. Bahut, bahut, bahut aabhar, Vijay ji. I would request our audience to check out his book. I think we'll put it up as well and it'll be in the link as well. Do check out the book. It's very simple, choti si hai. Keval ek 111 verses hai usme. So do check it out. And Vijay ji, thanks a lot for your immense contribution to making this happen so that the philosophy reaches the masses. I would also like to add for our audience that apart from just doing the translations, Vijay ji and his friend, Dr. Suhas Joshi, they have actually said this to Rhythm. So if you Google Zafarnama, there are lots of music videos, music compositions on the same, but they're all, as Vijayji also mentioned, in Persian. Whereas they have got together to bring Zafarnama, the Vijay Patra, to us in Hindi so that it's much more understandable for a lot of us. So do check it out. And I will leave all of you with a snippet from the composition of Dr. Suhas Joshi, which has been translated by Vijay Chaturji. So, bahut bahut dhanyawad Vijay Chaturji for being with us today.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Bharat Vartha podcast. If you want to see more content like this, then don't forget to subscribe to our channel. We started Bharat Vartha to facilitate long-form discussions on politics, policy, and culture. We don't necessarily endorse anything that was said in this episode. If you wish to offer us feedback, do reach out to us on social media. We are at Bharat Vartha on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You could also get in touch with us on our website, www.bharatvartha.in. The links are in the description below. Until next time, stay safe, take care, and Jai Hind.